Listen, why don't you round up the kids? I don't feel like getting any more food out, so we'll take them to Marco's for dinner.
Well, oh, no, come on, don't make this into a whole thing.
What? The kitchen is covered in ants.
Yeah, but you know the kids in restaurants. Come on, look, it's late, they're tired, they're gonna be fighting, food's gonna be everywhere. I say we eat in front of the TV like a regular family.
So we can never take the kids to a restaurant?
We can go when they can drive us. Wait, how about we go to Marco's, huh? Just the two of us. Mark, can you take the kids to your house for dinner?
Sure, they could use a home-cooked meal.
It's okay, Marie.
No, come on. It'll be fun, huh? It'll just be you and me. Like when we're dating, except now I know not to expect sex after.
I don't like that, Raymond.
Okay, come on, kids. No, get your coats on. We're going out to eat. You ready, Ray? Okay, bye, Marie. Listen, don't bother to clean up. I'll get to it later.
She'll get to it later. Even the ants are laughing.
No candy until they're 30. Oh, my God.
Just when you thought it couldn't possibly get any louder, they find the whistles in the car. You got some spaghetti in your hair. Oh, what a nightmare.
I guess I better get up there, huh?
Almost can't think of a time when the kids behave worse. Maybe that one time at the lake when Jeffrey tried to ride a goose. No, you know what? This was worse. Yep, a bad night. Well, at least we got chocolate cake out of it, though. I love chocolate cake.
You got something you want to say, Ray?
What's that now?
You got something you want to say to me about going out tonight?
No, I don't think so. I pretty much said all I had to say before we went there.
What is your problem?
No problem. Just that I had another plan for tonight, and you rejected it. And now? Did you get what you wanted?
I hope you're enjoying that, because that's going to be your last meal.
I'm not scared. What happened tonight caused me to have a revelation.
Which was what?
That I'm always the one who has to back down around here. I constantly have to shut my mouth to keep the peace.
Excuse me? This is unbelievable. You're going to act like a big baby because you didn't get your way tonight?
Try every night, okay? I'm talking about 12 years of marriage now. You have to get your way on everything all the time.
That is not true.
Oh, it's not true? How about the dog that I've always wanted, huh? Hey, wait a minute. If you don't always get what you wanted, then I guess we have one. Hey, Floppy, here, boy.
Floppy.
That's right, Floppy. You can't even let me name my imaginary dog.
So because we don't have a dog, you never get your way.
What? Look around. Everything in here is your decision. That lamp, that painting, the flower drapes over the sink. I hate those drapes. Look, they're one pattern. The walls are totally different pattern. Seriously, what were you thinking with those drapes?
I didn't hear a peep out of you when we were picking them out.
Yeah, well, maybe you need to listen better.
I need to listen better?
say something. I said, really? Those drapes? And what did you say? I believe you said, let me see if I remember. Oh, that's right. You said,
well, that's because, really, those drapes doesn't help me. You see, you don't really want to be involved in the decision. You just want to reserve the right to complain.
No, no, you just don't want my opinion. How about with the couch? Remember, I picked out that really cool one with the 3 pop-up footrest.
That thing was atrocious.
It was perhaps the best couch ever.
So that's your idea of decision-making. A dog named Floppy and unlimited footrests.
Not a bad start.
Well, I think you're forgetting that I already let you make decisions, Ray, and then you proceed to screw them up.
I don't recall that.
Last week, I sent you for a simple garden hose. You came home with that tiny thing. It's totally useless.
What? That's a good hose.
It's 2 feet long. The water doesn't even reach the plants.
Well, you squirt it over there. You use your thumb. That's what people do.
Well, just so you know, that hose is going back.
Oh, that's it right there.
What?
That is how you get your way. Just so you know. Yeah. Yeah. Just so you know, Ray, we're getting the flowered drapes. Just so you know, Ray, I ordered the boring couch without the footrest. And, Ray, we're going to move in across the street from your parents. Just so you know. Yeah. That's right. I remember saying, no, no, in the name of all that is holy, no. But look where we are. Nice work. Sorry I'm coming on a little strong, but the truth has set me free.
So you just want to make more decisions, is that it?
That's all I'm saying.
No.
What?
You gave up the right to make decisions around here when you stopped taking any responsibility. You don't help me at all. You can't even wash a dish.
Maybe I'd wash a dish if I didn't have to look at those repulsive curtains.
Fine, fine. You be that way. But until you start helping out, I'm making all the decisions.
What?
Good night.
But you... You can't do that. We're married. It's a two-way street.
No, it's not.
What do you mean, no, it's not? Marriage is a two-way street. You can't just make it a one-way street. Think of all the accidents you're causing. Not making any decisions. I'll make all the decisions I want. Maybe I'm deciding to sleep down here tonight.
I already made that decision. Just so you know. Hey, good morning.
Huh? Oh, hey, what's up?
Is that the netting from our tent?
Yeah, it's keeping the ants away.
Listen, I'm sorry about last night. You know, you brought something up, and I shouldn't have dismissed you like that. I mean, you're right. Sometimes I do just, you know, disregard your opinion. Sometimes I might think wrongly that your decision-making ability is suspect. Are you okay there?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Anyway, I apologize.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry if I was a little jerky last night, too. The curtains are not actually repulsive.
But you have a point. Just because you would name a dog Floppy doesn't mean you shouldn't get a say.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what? We have a vacation coming up. Why don't you decide where we go?
Me? I decide the vacation?
Yeah.
The family vacation? Well, that's big.
I trust you. I do. I'm going to have to trust you.
You keep me feeling like dancing. I want to dance the night away. Hey!
Hey, what's all that?
You got food in there? Give it.
I got all these travel brochures for our vacation that I'm planning.
Wow.
I know, it's like amazing. The world has a lot of places.
But what's all this?
No. You told me to get some milk at the store, and I thought, because I'm helping, that I would get some stuff that I wanted to get.
Oh.
Yeah, let me show you. This is for the ants. It's great. It's all natural. It's made from some oil or something. You can spray it wherever you want.
No, Ray, watch it. Don't.
No. It's made from like oranges or something. You squirt it on a cracker, you got yourself a snack. I'm in. So, I don't know, I was thinking maybe we could cancel the exterminator.
Well, if you want to go around and spray every nook and cranny of this house, then yeah, you can cancel the exterminator.
Ha ha, I can do things. I'm a thing doer.
Hi, I made sandwiches.
Enough chit-chat, Marie. Sandwiches.
Hey, Marie. Ray went to the grocery store on his own.
You went shopping on your own?
Not just groceries. Allie needs a new notebook for school, right? So here I am helping.
Wow.
Ooh, purple.
Look. I found these kits to make box kites. 2 for $5. So I thought the twins would like them. You know, Parker's kid had them at the playground, but these are much bigger. Yeah, Parker.
Wow, these are great.
Yeah.
Hey, Ma, can you bring Dad his sandwiches? His stomach just made a noise I heard in the woods once.
I'm sorry, Robert. We were watching Raymond unload groceries.
And nobody's videotaping?
Robert, please. Keep going. What else did you get?
Well, I found these great tissues on sale, so I got 10 boxes.
Oh, that's a lot of tissues.
Yeah, not only were they on sale, there was an in-store coupon, so it was like unbelievable.
Tell us more about the tissues, Ray.
Yeah, okay. Sure. You can make fun. Go ahead, but we are set for tissues.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that's how you save some money.
What?
They're good. Come on. What else you got?
No, wait a minute. What's wrong with the tissues?
Nothing.
No, something.
Nothing.
What?
It's just, I wouldn't have gotten those kind because they don't really go with the bathroom. But it's fine. It doesn't matter.
She hates the tissues.
No, they're totally fine. So what else is in here?
Wait, hold on. Mom, what do you think of these?
Well, I don't buy this kind, but that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with them. However, I would say that accents like tissues are one of the most crucial decisions in the look and character of a household.
You do realize that people use them to blow their nose.
Yes, but before they blow their nose, the right tissue box invites them to do so.
Yep. Okay, well, I think these are inviting.
Well, you are alone.
Shut up. Come on, they're good, right?
Yeah, they're great.
You do hate them, don't you?
Ray, look, it doesn't matter, because I'll just get my kind the next time I go to the store.
Oh, no, wait, look. I made this decision, and we're sticking with this.
Okay, it's not that big of a...
I'm sorry, but I am not going to back down here.
Now we got a show.
I just think that your bathroom needs as much help as it can get.
Look, no, this is not about Deborah and her lousy housekeeping, okay? This is about me. It's about me finally getting some say.
Raymond. Why are you being so stubborn?
Well, let's not forget, when I was growing up, you never let me make any decisions either. I was 15 years old, you were still picking out my clothes.
There was nothing wrong with my putting together your special outfits.
Yeah. Ma, let me tell you something. When kids at school find out that you're wearing an outfit, all they want to do is hit you in it.
Well, you just give me the names of those kids.
I'm all grown up now, Ma. All grown up.
And look how you dress.
You see? I still can't make my own decisions. You never let me, and you never let me. You're both the same.
Hey!
Game's all over, still no sandwiches. Oh. Hey, those tissues stink.
What?
Yeah. They got the lotion on them. They're all greasy. You pull one out to blow your nose on it, You think you did it already?
Yeah, right. Knowing you, Dad, you probably did.
Seriously, that is a disaster of a product.
These tissues are fine, Dad. They're fine. All right?
Raymond, if I may, did you ever stop to wonder why these tissues were on sale? Huh? The bad color, the disgusting texture, the fact that they're only 100 count when a typical box of tissues holds 160? You got ripped off, my brother. Nobody wanted these things. Nobody but poor old Mr. Bumblepuss. That's you.
All right, everybody out!
Raymond!
No, get out!
I don't understand why you're acting like this.
Yeah, we didn't buy the stupid tissues.
Yeah, because this is ridiculous. I get one thing that I want, and everybody's got to jump all over me.
Get something better next time.
Get out!
I tell you one thing. I've blown my nose for the last time in this house.
Oh, wow, boy, there goes our Saturday night. Try this tissue.
Ray, I don't want to argue about this.
Good, good. Then you agree we're keeping the tissues.
Fine, we'll keep the damn tissues.
Don't call them damn tissues, okay? They're going to be our tissues, and we're going to display them proudly. They're going to be the official tissues of the house.
Okay, that's great. Whatever you say, honey. Listen, I gotta go pick up the kids in a few minutes. Oh, and we're supposed to eat dinner at your parents' tonight, if they'll have us over after your little freak out.
No, no, all right? I'm not eating with those downers. I'll make my own food right here. And I'll decide to eat whatever the hell I want, all right? Just so you know. I happen to be a very good cook. Hello. Hey, Gianni, yeah. No, nothing. What? Deborah's going all nutty on me over here, but what else is new? Yeah, I can golf tomorrow, yes. It's not going to snow. It's going to be 40 degrees. What are you talking about? It's not going to snow. No, it's going to be fine. Red sky at night, sail is delight. Shaking with fright? Well, who told you that? Well, your mother's stupid, man. Yeah. Hey, you ever try those tissues with the lotion in them? Yeah, no, they're good. They're good. Yes, they are. No, you suck. Yeah, all right, whatever. I'll see you tomorrow. Be there. You'll be there. All right, bye. Hey, tissues! Thank you.
most of this is cosmetic, so it won't take too long to get you back in shape.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's great.
I have some wallpaper choices out in my truck, and here's some possibilities for drapes.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Okay, good.
Tomorrow, after an all-new What I Like About You, Sabrina's about to become an item in an art collector's gallery. Then at 9, it's all work and no play for Reba, and it's making her a very bad girl. An all-new WB Friday tomorrow at 8, only on the WB 11.